Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Hump day.
7:07. This part of the show is brought to you by Floorcraft. Save up to $1,000 during the Claws and Paws flooring sale at Floorcraft Carpet One, San Francisco. Refresh your floors, kitchen, and bath, and save. Visit floorcrafthome.com for details. So I'm going to start with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. So I know you're about to do this. I got caught up yesterday on TikTok, right? For hours, because it's amazing.
As you do, yeah.
So, and I knew you were going to talk about Tom Cruise. So I want to
so
show you
something. Just quit exercising. Is that what you're telling me? I mean, you're just now, you go right off the...
I still exercise.
Oh, good.
It's funny. I try to watch... TikTok is so great because you try to watch it for maybe a video or two, and you just get caught up.
So caught up.
That's why I jumped off it. I'm like, I'm watching dummies do dumb things.
Not just dumb things. Great things sometimes.
Yeah, dumb things, though,
great
man.
Things sometimes.
And, there's great workouts, food.
Yeah,
hacks.
There's all kinds of great stuff.
That you can sit on your ass and watch.
Listen, yeah. You guys sell it. Unbelievable.
They even have a
they
guy
love
that's
the
like,
TikTok.
The guy, when you scroll to one of the videos, it goes, hey, wait. You've been scrolling for way too long. Why don't you go grab a snack?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that guy in a while.
Yeah, because you haven't been on. But I was on for like an hour.
What about that girl who goes, she's all like, oh, stop. Won't you pray with me? I'm like, you get caught on one of those one time. I'm like, oh, you are.
So let me show you this crazy
that.
Tom Cruise thing. Okay.
So you found, you're randomly stumbling through TikTok and find a Tom Cruise
And I found
thing.
Miley's TikTok, which is awesome. But this Tom Cruise one is really crazy. All right.
So Tom Cruise has a TikTok or?
Check this out.
Is this Tom Cruise's own TikTok?
Just watch this.
Okay.
You know, I do all my own stunts. Obviously. I also do my own music. I've got a sweet spot for a couple of artists.
That's not him.
People are surprised that I'm a big Dave Matthews.
If it is him, he's 30.
So accurate, right?
Sings like an angel. You got your ball. You got your own chain. Tight. Do me tightly.
He's got the laugh.
What
like,
the hell is going on here?
As good as him, but
that's like the face from Top Gun.
Probably.
What am I watching?
You're watching a dude
fake.
That looks like Tom Cruise do a Tom Cruise
fake.
Impression.
He's got a great impression too.
So like, hold on. So he is deep faking Tom Cruise's face onto his.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's acting.
But then he does the.
Oh, wait, so you're saying he doesn't actually look like Tom Cruise?
That I don't know what this guy looks like.
He took Tom Cruise's face and put it on his face and deepfakes
well,
it.
This is incredible. Because,
He's showing you how a turtle comes out of his shell. <That's> so stupid.
He's got the laugh
and the
well,
smile.
See when
like
he
everything's
talks, like his
so...
mouth is kind of.
It's weird. Yeah.
Wait, is this the story?
No, this is not the story.
This is us doing a deep dive
on deep fakes of Tom Cruise on TikTok. Can you post that link for me? How would you share a TikTok? That is amazing.
Yeah, isn't it?
The guy does a really good impersonation.
This has nothing to do with the story. Sarah's
just to be clear, though, so this guy doesn't actually look like Tom Cruise. You're saying he has faked his face.
I know that it's a deep fake. Okay. I have no idea what this guy actually looks like, but I'm pretty sure.
It's impressive that he can pull a turtleneck over his head and emerge still have Tom Cruise's face out of the neck of it. Like that. Look, here's the thing. You can't believe anything you see on video anymore.
Nope.
That stinks.
It really does stink. I used to think I'm watching a videotape of it. Obviously, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
that was the young Tom Cruise too.
Oh yeah, that was 30-year-old Tom Cruise.
As if the internet hasn't figured out enough ways to ruin people's lives. Here's the new one.
Right.
Well, there's nothing there that's super bad, but interesting.
So far, but what if this guy gets sued by Tom Cruise and then starts to hate Tom Cruise, and now he's going to make a video of Tom Cruise having sex with a turtle? Or something that's going to get Tom Cruise in big trouble.
I was just thinking that. I was like, Tom Cruise is too busy to probably notice this, but when he does, he's probably not going to like it.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Although he will like that he's using young Tom Cruise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like grizzled Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
What is the.
Grizzled Tom Cruise.
You know.
That's not nice.
Future Tom Cruise.
I think he looks great.
He does look great.
He does look great.
Sure. I like my guy's faces pulled back. So, what is there going to be, or will there be laws enacted to protect? I'm sorry, but as much as I'm enjoying that, if I'm Tom Cruise, I'm pretty pissed. That guy is using my face to get views on TikTok. And I don't know how much money the guy makes because he's clearly really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That seems like it should be illegal.
It does. I think if you can do an impression without computer animating
absolutely.
The face straight off of Tom Cruise onto yours, that's one thing. But he is absolutely...
He has stolen Tom Cruise's face, put it over his, and is doing an impression underneath that.
A great impression, too.
Really good impression. I bought it. Vinny was the one who yelled out, that's fake.
Yeah, I went through a bunch of his videos, and I was like... Oh, Tom Cruise has a TikTok. This is amazing. And then I started reading the comments, and I got, and then Anita walks by and goes, oh, you watching the Tom Cruise thing? she's clearly been watching TikTok as well.
Does this guy have a million followers? What does he got?
Oh, yeah, he's got.
What's his handle on TikTok so people can find him?
His handle is, I believe it's Deep Tom Cruise.
So it's right there. I'm not him.
Okay. Even just when he says, I do all my own stunts, as you know. Like, I'm like, oh, Tom Cruise wouldn't say that. That's weird. Like, or he wouldn't say it in such a cocky way. He tries to be, like, uber humble about everything. I'm just a lucky man. A little bit, yeah. Well, he would never just, like, he's not, like, human bragging about himself, you know?
Hmm.
That is fascinating and frightening all at once.
That's kind of crazy.
It's all... The real thing.
I don't like it.
Oh, I love it. I love it, but I also hate it. Deep Tom Cruise.
Maybe we should do a deep fake of you and Vinny.
Oh, my God. We should switch and play each other's roles.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Let me see if I can post this link on the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook see if you can get that
page.
Up there.
I've never shown
All right, now what did actual Tom Cruise do?
Yeah.
Because so far the story, you said Tom Cruise, and then we went on the rabbit hole.
He's like, oh my God, you said Tom Cruise. I got something to tell you about.
I got to tell you about this, man. It's amazing.
That is amazing. You
it's
know,
up
save,
on the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook
page.
Save some of those
page.
For the happy hour this week. I want to, I want you to play those for John. I wonder if he'll notice that he's fake.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we can try it out.
We do a happy hour. YouTube.com/randomhookups.
Nice. Well,
thank you. It really rolls off the tongue. Mm-hmm. That's where you can find our happy hours. Tom Cruise, it's what he's not doing that is the interesting part here. He's not apologizing. He's not sorry. He was caught on tape tearing into the Mission Impossible 7 crew members for violating COVID protocols. That was, I don't know, late in 2020. Mm-hmm. Here's a little taste
they're
of that.
They're believing us in what we're doing. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. If you don't do it, you're fired. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too.
You too.
He says, I said what I said. There was a huge surge happening in England also at that point. And there was a lot at stake at that point. But it wasn't my entire crew. I had the crew leave the set and it was just select people. So he was yelling at the people who were standing too close to each other or not doing the right mask protocol. And the wonderful thing is that we never shut down again. And here we are continuing to film. That movie was one of the first to be shut down due to COVID, which was an added burden on him. This is Mission Impossible 7 as they were in England filming this thing. COVID hits. They have to shut it down. They find a way to bring the production back to get this movie finished. Obviously, there's budgets and timelines and all kinds of people have invested money in this stuff. There you go. And so
yeah,
there
these
he is
movies,
continuing.
The budget on these movies is hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. He's messing around with other people's money and he does not need these crew members, you know, standing too close together. So
what I'm surprised by is that he doesn't have a director or someone else who would be the one who would play the bad guy, but
right.
Whatever, someone has to make sure Bleak
he was
gets
clearly
done.
In charge of that,
right?
Or made himself in charge of it. That was he said all these emotions were going through my mind, and for the whole crew to know that we'd started rolling on a movie was just a huge relief. It was very emotional. So he was thinking we'll all be on our best behavior, and when he saw that everyone wasn't, he made a Tom Cruise stand. So no apologies. He says he doesn't regret freaking out on his crew for violating the protocols. And since then, they haven't been shut back down. So there you go.
Yeah, give us the movie, too. We're ready.
Yeah, also, yeah.
How about that movie?
I know you're not down, but I am actually really looking forward to just going to a movie theater. I used to love going in the middle of the day, getting a popcorn, sitting down and watching a movie. Nobody else in the theater. Daytime movies, I just love it. I can't wait. I would never go on like a Saturday night in a packed theater, but give me a Tuesday at 1:30 showing. I'm there. Love it. I used to call John on my way home. Hey, guess what's playing right down the street? Let's go.
Hey.
Oh, so good. Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato. She's a big, big singing star. She's got she has an actual like sitcom. It's about people with food disorders. That she's going to have on one of the major networks coming up pretty soon.
It's going to be a sitcom about eating disorders.
Yes.
Okay.
It's about a group of girls and they're, you know, I can't remember what the name of it is and it's not in this story, but she's got, and also she
Hungry?
OD'd. Hungry. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. She OD'd. She's got this three-part miniseries on YouTube that everyone was talking about. Demi Lovato, busy. Not too busy for aliens, though.
Mm.
She's one of these alien people. You know, she, which I love, she was on like, let me see if I can find it in this story here. She was on the Colbert, I think. And she, like years back, and she basically was saying, here it is. It's Seth Meyers in 2014. She says, how self-centered would we be as humans to believe, Jesus.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. This is Demi Lovato, my Demi Lovato impersonation. How self-centered would we be as humans to believe that we're the only living things in the universe? So she was saying that in 2014. And I agree with the sentiment. I had no idea she was going to take it to the point where she's going to have a show on Peacock called Unidentified with Demi Lovato.
Oh.
She's actually posted, she posted a video, I don't know, maybe January or something, where she's filming out her window and there's a light moving in the sky and she's like, oh, just another day, just another alien. Like she believes it. There's aliens out there.
All right.
It's a four-part series where Demi, her sister Dallas, and a skeptical friend consult with experts. They talk to eyewitnesses. They actually are trying to talk to people who have been abducted. So they want to get to the bottom of it. All right, get to the bottom of this. They uncover secret government reports and conduct tests at known UFO hotspots.
Yeah, okay.
I know. Proving aliens exist is only part of her agenda. She is hoping to make contact. She wants to be the world's rep. She wants to make contact and make peace with them.
Well, my only thing is with that, if she's like looking for UFOs in the sky and stuff, she can't see anymore. She said that multiple times, yeah, so that's why I'm like...
That's why your sister's involved, I guess.
I guess, because I'm like,
you
how...
can see. You take a look.
Yeah, how are you going to...
She can't see permanently? I thought it was a temporary thing.
I listened to her interview with Seth Rogen. She was... And he asked her, like, what can you see? And She said, imagine just staring straight up at the sun for a minute or two. And then when you look back to try to focus your eyes, it's just all like white and you just kind of like see figures. That's what she sees.
But did she
regularly?
Say
yeah. Like she's like, I can make out. She's like, I know you're sitting right there. I can make out your body, but I can't really see the like your
expression.
Face.
This is all from her OD.
Yeah. Yeah. So and that's why I'm like, how does she get to tell?
Right.
If do that's they expect a human or an alien in front of her?
Her sight to. Yeah. Oh, my God. We could trick her. That'd be fun.
Like, I think it's a
just
great concept.
Dress like in a gray.
A
just pull
show,
a gray
but...
hat down over your face.
Yeah.
No, I know. I love it. I love the idea, obviously. I'm totally into that. But
well, she has her sister with her. So
yes.
Like you said, that's her pair of eyes, I guess.
Right. Does she expect to get her eyesight back? Like, are they expecting
no.
her eyesight to recover? She, that's it. She can't see the rest
yeah.
of her life now.
So far, that's what
don't
they've
do
been
drugs,
telling
kids.
Her. Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And she's Demi Lovato. Like, if there was some, you know, groundbreaking eye surgery that she could get, they'd give it to her, wouldn't they?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
She's but, got the money.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think you like, you know, like the retinas and everything gets a little
yeah.
tricky.
Sure. Yeah. It's a, you know, it's a delicate little system in there.
40 million.
Mm.
40 million what?
That's
is what she's worth.
Worth.
Oh.
Oh, not 40 million spots, sunspots in her eyes.
40 million what? So listen, I really feel that we should wish her well because if she is going to make first contact with these new people from elsewhere, if they exist, I would like her to have our backing. So I say, go, Demi. Somebody has to do this. And...
Well, I feel like Elon should do it. She should just
yeah.
leave it alone.
Elon
she
should not do it.
Why?
He's so awkward. Like, I agree. I love his
and
mission.
Demi's
I love
not.
How it's saving, but we're not going to have him. As, I suppose she is too. You know what? Who really? Who among us?
I mean,
saying the science part of it.
Send
yeah,
Barack Obama.
The
they'll be like, can you talk a little quicker? We really don't have anyone. We don't have any good representation. Let's let Vladimir Putin do it. He'd be a great. I'm sure that would go splendidly. And I thought that I would play this or have Brynn play this because Taylor Swift, she was accepting the Global Icon Award at the Brit Awards last night. As you might have deduced, that's the British award show. Right. It's like the British Grammys.
You don't say.
Right. In case you didn't figure
it
out.
Is that your British accent, Brynn?
Oh, let's hear your British accent.
Oh, God, no. I'm not. No.
Oh, I thought
do it. Just imitate me imitating Brits. Go ahead. Introduce
the
clip.
The one
go
thing
ahead.
I do know that you do is, do!
Yeah, she does that.
Do! And I can't do the rest of it. I never practiced it.
Well, practice it now.
I have no idea how to do that.
Vinny does a good one.
Well, I can try to do a Vietnamese accent because I'm around that all the time. I don't do Brit accents.
Anyway, Taylor Swift gave a nice speech last night at the Brit Awards. And
I need you to hear me when I say that there is no career path that comes free of negativity. If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising. And there might be times when you put your whole heart and soul into something and it is met with cynicism or skepticism. You cannot let that crush you. You have to let it fuel you because we live in a world where anyone has the right to say anything that they want about you at any time. But just please remember that you have the right to prove them wrong.
Well said.
Such
okay.
a good speech. So look, if you're a kid following Taylor Swift, isn't that exactly what you need to hear? She's not wrong, and it's beautifully said.
I liked
congratulations
it.
On being you, Taylor. I know, that's good, right?
I watched it. So.
Oh, you watched the Brit Awards, huh?
Mm-hmm. On YouTube.
Well, why?
So clips.
Because why not? I just wanted to see what the difference was, and she was the first female and non-Brit to win that Global Icon
Oh,
Award.
The Global Icon.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, so, they are calling it global.
Yeah. So.
How was Harry Styles' outfit?
He looks
so funky. I know, yeah. He's so great.
Like, he's just so, like, nonchalant.
He's wearing this, like, it was, like, sort of blocky squares, and it was a suit, but it had just the wildest, with flare legs. I loved it. Like, little bell-bottom suit.
And their table setups were interesting. Like, the table...
Oh, what did they do? Do! Oh!
It was...
What
did
they do?
There it is. That's
tell me all about the table settings
it
of
was,
the Brit Awards.
So they were separated, you know, like, for social distancing. And it was just interesting because I feel like at most award shows... Yeah.
Vinny, with there's his handbag. He had a little handbag and a just a crazy suit with bell bottom legs and
Dua Lipa's outfit was interesting too.
Oh, well, let's see Dua Lipa's. Anyway,
that's actually, you know what's funny about that outfit? That he like actually 70s. Matches because yeah. The last time I saw him, it looked like he grabbed stuff from different people's houses.
I'm gonna take.
Oh, is that when he was wearing like that pink,
the
like,
boa and yeah. the
I'm gonna grab Steven Tyler's boa,
the low cut vest, and yeah. That didn't match the jacket, that didn't match the pants.
Shoes. I'm a junkyard dog. What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. God, look at Dua Lipa. She's so. I love her.
She's like about to spill out of her dress. I'm all for it, but it's like I like I'm the outfit. For it.
Yeah,
but
I like to see people spill out of their dresses.
She might like. I don't know.
She's got those hooker fishnets with the garter belt coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. That's a good look. Hot Brit Awards. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Go back to the place.
It was
settings.
Just the tablecloths like threw me off. They were like these like plaid tablecloths in most award shows.
To that. They just crazy.
The white. The,
yeah, white or too. Black. And I was like looking. I was like, huh, that looks like a family tablecloth. Okay.
Oh. They tried to keep it homey.
England.
Nikki, you know.
Keeping it homey for the homies.
Keeping it homey for the British homies. Awesome. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Google Search is celebrating 15 years. Oh. And I have the top 5 searches of all times after
Sarah
these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.